Corey Moe. Everybody, it's about family and stacking up this paper high as the you know, ozone, you know, yeah, already, you know, so that's what it's really about. But all this old shit here, if I wasn't rapping, I'd still be doing this old shit here, you know. This ain't nothing but materialistic, you know. Knowledge is power. I'm about making some money, man, you know. Put this shit together, get some real paper.
I've been a real street nigga way longer than I remember. Grinding on the block from January to December. I've been in this game damn near since it began, with nothing but my reputation and skills with my hands. Know a whole lot of fools started when I did. Known for being fuck boys, pulling some sly shit. Shoulda got laid out but somehow slid through. They snitches and bitches, nigga, I do not kid you. Hit the highway with that work and got jammed up. Either tell on somebody or get your 10 slammed up. He ain't got the heart for it, so guess what he do? He start recording for that part, man, and tell on his crew. He was the boss of the operation, living at large. Now he telling on the workers like they ass was in charge. Soon as the pressure's applied, you immediately switch. Man, just do us all a favor and stop being a bitch. You a bitch.
As far as the police was concerned, I had some problems with some laws now. You know, I run into wrecks with laws that didn't like what I stood for, didn't like rap music, or just didn't like black folks in general. Man, the law was looking after me this whole time. Every time it was one that was dangerous that could get me, I had five or six that was on my side that kept that motherfucker in check, man.
I know a lot of people locked up, sitting in cells, either for shit that they did or shit they didn't do well. But for every cat that's locked up, definitely guilty, there's another brother innocent in prison, you feel me? See, this country we live in is really all about the bottom line. And when they see these young black men, they see dollar signs. So prisons go from being run by the state to a private industry, nigga, tell me, can you relate? See, when education in the schools is geared for the testing, they can keep up the funding, cause kids can't keep up the lesson. They get frustrated with the process and head to the streets and find some alternative ways to get them something to eat. You got draconian laws in place that's mandated by the state. Probation terms you can't meet, so you know you gon' violate. Now you making license plates, scratching a 10-year itch. Your prison industrial complex, man, stop being a bitch. You a bitch.
Yeah, a lot of people in the penitentiary make statements like, I ain't never coming back here. You know, and I made statements when I was on the street that I was never going. So I don't say never anymore. You don't know what's in store. What I will say is this: I'm gonna stay positive out here. I'm gonna do the right thing. You know, I'm not gonna make no moves, put myself in the cross. These people can just cross me out and be
this
right.
This nigga told me so dope. I said, what do that mean? He said, I'll sell you some white, or I can sell you some green. Got a pocket full of pills and a cup of that lean. Man, I'm just keeping it trill. I slapped a hat off his beam. You niggas kill me running round talking about you sell drugs. Moved a couple quarter pounds, now you swear you the plug. Oh, my bad, you got them birds that fly away every month. You keep them keys, nigga, please. Why you trying to front? See, you can have all the coca leaves that they grow in Colombia. They serve up all the snorters and the smokers and numb them up with stacks up to the ceiling, big dogging like you mama do. Still won't see a tenth of the paper that big pharma do. They don't care about the cure, they just want to sell a treatment. Keep you alive by keeping you high, now that's some street shit. Using people's pain for profit, getting rich. Hey, your pharmaceutical company, stop being a bitch. You a bitch.
But at the same time, I ain't gonna let nobody hurt me. I'm not gonna let nobody hurt my family. And I will kill you if you come around my kids with that bullshit.